The Justice Department has filed suit against the Standard & Poor's credit rating agency. Standard & Poor's is the company that famously downgraded U.S. debt in 2011. This investigation focuses on S&P's actions before the financial crisis. The civil action accuses S&P of fraudulently inflating the ratings of mortgage investments, setting them up for the crash that led to the Great Recession. The investigation is the focus of today's Business Bottom Line, and here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The suit involves mortgage-backed securities that were packaged and sold in huge numbers by Wall Street firms in the years leading up to the financial crisis. Companies like Standard & Poor's were supposed to rate these securities on behalf of investors and tell them whether they were safe to buy. But the suit says the company knowingly issued ratings that were overly optimistic. Guy Sakala is publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance Newsletter.
Basically, all the rating services put AAA ratings on mortgage-backed securities that subsequently went into default and turned out to be anything but AAA rating.
The suit says Standard & Poor's portrayed its ratings as independent and objective, but they were anything but. Critics have long maintained that the major ratings companies had a kind of built-in conflict of interest. They got paid by the very investment banks that issued most of the mortgage-backed securities. So companies like Standard & Poor's couldn't afford to be too honest in their ratings, or they'd lose out on what had become a very lucrative business. Whatever the motive, ratings companies kept handing out AAA ratings, and investors kept snapping up the securities they rated. Economist Lawrence White of NYU's Stern School of Business says this added fuel to the fire that was the housing boom.
My best judgment is there was going to be a boom anyway, but the favorable ratings accentuated the process.
In the years since then, the ratings companies have been investigated by state and federal officials. A congressional committee released emails suggesting that analysts at the ratings companies were pressured to soft-pedal the risks they saw in some securities. In a statement released yesterday, Standard & Poor's acknowledged that, like everyone else, it didn't fully understand what was going on in the housing market in those days, and in hindsight, it may have rated some securities too highly. But it says the idea that it knowingly defrauded investors is entirely without legal or factual merit. Securities lawyer Jacob Frankel says investigators don't seem to have found enough evidence to build a criminal case against the companies.
If any criminal enforcement authority would be able to meet its burden of proof in a criminal case, we likely would have seen a criminal case. That just does not appear to have existed.
Instead, the Justice Department, together with state officials, filed civil charges against Standard & Poor's, which require a lower burden of proof than criminal charges. And for now, at least, the department is not targeting the other two major ratings companies, Moody's and Fitch. Again, Guy Sakala.
I don't think there's any question that you can find evidence that S&P, as well as Moody's and Fitch, mishandled the way they placed ratings and looked at the collateral of these mortgage-backed securities. What's sort of a surprise is that it's taken the government and or the states this long to take any action.
The lawsuit was filed after repeated attempts by U.S. officials to reach a settlement with Standard & Poor's. The New York Times reported that the Justice Department demanded a settlement of at least $1 billion, which would have wiped out all of the annual profits of Standard & Poor's parent company, McGraw-Hill. The company balked at that big a settlement, and U.S. officials decided to press ahead with a suit. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.